Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and as many of you know, thousands of people's lives in Kentucky are greatly damaged and sometimes even destroyed because of addiction. The ripple effect to their loved ones is exponential. However, there's good news today. There's a place right here in central Kentucky who is providing hope to hundreds of men and their families. And I'm excited over the next 3 days for you to learn more about Revive Lighthouse Ministries. When you go to their website, you will find just their great mission statement that shares what they're all about. And I want to encourage you to go check that out at revivelifehouse.org. That's revivelifehouse.org. Joining me today is Gwen Riley and Todd Johns. They are with Revive. And Gwen is the founder and president of Green Box Heating and Air, who had the vision for this recovery ministry. And Todd Johns is the founder and executive director of Revive Lifehouse Ministries. Gwen, you and I have been friends for quite a while, and it's been great just from a distance to kind of watch God put all this together. But like any vision, there are steps and processes involved, and you and I are both coffee drinkers. This kind of actually even started through a coffee house, didn't it?
It did, through Jay's Place in Nicholasville, Kentucky. And but back up a little bit before that, I had actually, a friend and I had reached out to a public official to find out what our challenge was in Nicholasville. And when we sat down, he said the problem was drugs. And so we said, great, we know what the problem is. What are we doing about it? And he said, we're building a jail, which that just haunted me that that would be the response and the reaction and what we would do, because these are people. And it needs, it just was something I couldn't get out of my head. And then finally, a friend of mine said, if failure weren't an option, what would you do? And I came back to that discussion that we had with that official, and all I could think was, we need something better. We need hope and healing, not through distraction and drugs, but through the love of Jesus Christ. And we need a place we can put a stake in the ground and say, this is it. Come here and find hope and healing and find the love of Jesus. And so that's where Jay's Place came from. And the J, it stands for Jesus. So we opened the coffee house in hopes of being that light in the city of Nicholasville.
When was that?
That was in 2014.
Okay.
But before we opened it, just so you know a little more backstory, you know God's in something when you have nothing to bring to the table. And I cannot cook. And at the time, really didn't enjoy coffee. I haven't now grown to like coffee, but I still can't cook. So when God calls you to something, you have nothing to give to it. You know, it's of Him. And so we started putting this coffee house concept together, but didn't have anybody to run it, didn't have a manager. And that's where Todd comes into the picture, because Todd and I should have never met. That was, our paths were going on two different spectrums, different directions. But God brings together those that he wants to work his plan. And that's how Todd and I got together.
All right. Well, Todd, you are the founder and executive director of Revive Ministries. But the thing, I think, like anything in life, it's hard to take people places that you've not been. But you can relate a little bit personally to the men that walk through those that door for the first time, can't you?
Yes, yeah, absolutely, I can. For someone like myself, who is by the saving grace of Jesus Christ come through into new life at 19 years old, I was a crack addict, suicidal, hating life, living on the street, couch to couch, friend to friend type thing. And by the grace of God, He found me right where I was at. And so I've walked a few miles in their shoes, so to speak, and know what that's like to be in the depths and despair of depravity for life and just wanting to be kind of end it all. But I found hope in Jesus and new life in Christ. And so He's really turned my life around. I just want to step back a minute and say, Greg, you were the connecting person, really, factor, person, for Gwen and I. And that's a really cool story. I just kind of want to throw that in there because it was you and I meeting that night at Lighthouse and me just sharing a glimmer of dream in my heart to do something like what you were a part of, volunteering down at the Lighthouse with the Nehemiah House Recovery, that really connected Gwen and I to get this whole thing going. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, and I think the thing to me for our listeners, you know, sometimes God puts something in our hearts or minds, and yet the enemy, of course, and the other are saying, oh, that could never work or that can't happen. And so Gwen and I have a mutual friend in Beverly Clemens, and we had got connected, and Gwen invited Beverly and I to come see Jay's and shared the vision she had. And so that planted a seed, and then a couple weeks later, I'm never at Lighthouse on Thursday nights.
Right.
It was not my night, but
right.
The guy that usually ran it couldn't be there, and they just said, could you be there? I was working there part-time. And, you know, you showed up, and, of course, we're both follically challenged, so we had an immediate bond. And, you know, you share your heart, and I thought, oh, my gosh, you know, Gwen had to share with me the same thing. And so put you two guys together. So just to see how God's done that. But I just want to say to people, you know, if you're listening, man, the ripple effect of just sharing one person, right, what God's birthed in your heart. You just never know when God's going to connect somebody else.
That's
and
right.
As I share on this program all the time, Jesus could have saved the world by himself, but he chose 12 guys to change the world. He didn't want to do it by himself. And so that's what's kind of beautiful to me about Jay's Place and now Revive, the ripple effect of all the people that it's happened. And it all started in Nicholasville, Kentucky, but now you have a location in Lexington. So, you know, Gwen, you stepped out in faith with Jay's. You started that, then brought Todd. Todd stepped out in faith, and yet we were talking about this last Friday that, you know, the Bible says faith without action is dead. Mm-hmm. And talk a little bit about the faith that it took to start all this.
Well, it's interesting that after we started Jay's Place, I found out that God had given six other people the same idea. Six people have come to me and told me, hey, God gave me the same plan. But it's not about having the plan. God's will be done. Mm-hmm. It's just finding that person to work through. And Todd was one of those people. He had actually gathered on the corner and walked that block and prayed for that location. And others had done the same thing. So it was just amazing. And what was so just beautiful about that whole story is that four of us who God had given us that idea were at Jay's and were responsible for the remodel of Jay's. They painted the walls. They built shelves. Four of us who God gave us that plan said, hey, let's be a part of it. Mm-hmm. And so that was really neat that other people got involved in that as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the ministry that went on at Jay's Place before Revive. I mean, God did some amazing things. Talk a little bit about some of the stuff that went on there ministry-wise.
Well, Todd came on as the first manager of Jay's Place. And so he led community, just got the community involved, met with pastors, and mm-hmm. just getting them involved in what this movement was going to be. A lot of different things came out there. Bible studies, prayer nights on Monday, Crave.
Youth nights.
We had youth nights on Wednesday. A lot of different Bible studies and groups that got together. So a lot of different things came out of it. But a lot of neat stories. Like Todd and I were sitting there one day, and this young lady came in. And she walked in, and Todd just looked at me, and we looked at her, and she had an ale 8-1. You don't walk into a restaurant with a drink in your hand usually.
Rude.
She walked in looking kind of confused, and so Todd said, hey, what's going on? And he sat down with her, and she said, I was just walking by, and God told me to come in here. Hmm. And so we got to talking to her. She had just been visiting her fiancé at the jail, and you just don't know why God brings people into your life, and we don't know what seed we were to plant in her. She did write down her phone number, and I checked on her a couple of days later, and couldn't reach her. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I hope that was enough. I hope Todd's words of encouragement were enough. I hope we said what God wanted us to say to her, to give her the encouragement that she needed, because there was a reason she walked in there that day. And so many stories like that have happened over the years.
Yeah. Well, and then Todd, for you to even come to the state of Kentucky required some faith and taking action, didn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, it did. So had the opportunity to be in Kenya, Africa in January 13, and there a good friend of mine by the name of Pastor Burt Jones, he was president of Go International at the time, and him and I were spending some time together, and he asked me to join his team. And that's really kind of the vehicle by which God, if you will, got me to come down to Kentucky. And about 6 months after being here, loved Go International and all that they were doing, and of course had peace to come. But about 6 months after being here, Greg, just really, my wife and I through prayer just really felt like the Lord was saying, "We brought you here for so much more than Go International." And God began to stir in our hearts the vision that He had put in us prior to even coming. That was there. We just thought it would be later in life. And God began to show us some things and unveil some things to us. And so we stayed on at Go International year to the date. We signed on, and for 1 year we were there. And in the meantime, we had begin this relationship with Gwen, and the coffee shop was we were about to make that a reality. So,
well, and I just saw so much ministry that went on there. I mean, you guys even ran something kind of similar to a Celebrate Recovery program for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, we still do to this day. It's still going. Crave Recovery on Sunday nights out of Jay's Place. We are still there every Sunday night, open to the public. We usually cram about 100 people in that building and just go after it. And so it's a time of worship and celebration. There's usually a testimony or a word given, and then we break into small groups for the second hour. So,
what time is that on Sunday nights?
It's at 6 p.m.
And tell people where that's located.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Main and Maple in downtown Nicholasville, the former Jay's Place building.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah, well, I know people are looking for things like that, so check that out. And we'll have information listed on the podcast on our website, hopeishere.today, or you can go to revivelighthouse.org, revivelighthouse.org, and find out more about that. So let's talk a little bit about Revive. It starts to come. What was the first step with that as far as location and things like that? Talk to us about that.
Well, we felt that God just kind of gave us a vision that Todd would be at Jay's a year. We felt very strongly about that. We didn't know what the next step was or what he would provide, but we felt like he was going to be at Jay's a year, then Revive was going to take off. It was going to take off from there. And so we started praying for a house. Where's this first house going to be to house these men? And there was a house that came up for auction. And so we thought we need to look at that and see if that might be the one. So we went to that auction, and I didn't know what to pray before we went there. So all I could pray was, God, just don't let anybody show up. That's all I could pray was, just don't let them show up.
And he made a way.
And he did. So we got there, and only two people bid on it. And it was us and another person.
Wow.
And we had a max that we could pay, and that was it. And we got it. We got that house for that amount of money.
Wow.
And that was God. But what we found out afterwards were these women had been praying in front of that house for a week, had been walking that property praying for that. Hmm. So where I was just praying, God, don't let anybody show up. They probably had the right prayer.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
But it's just amazing what God did for us to get us started there.
Wow. Well, I hope you're excited as I am to hear what happened. They got the house, obviously, and we're going to be talking about that and all that they do at Revive Lifehouse. So I hope that you'll invite somebody to join us tomorrow. Unfortunately, so many people know a loved one that struggles with addiction, and they've helped hundreds of men over the past few years. And we're going to tell you about what goes on in that house in Nicholasville, Kentucky. And they actually have a second location in Lexington now. So go check them out at Revive Lifehouse. Lifehouse.org. That's revivelifehouse.org. But join us again tomorrow. Invite a friend as Gwen Riley and Todd Johns continue our conversation with us on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.